It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
Are you calling for What's for Breakfast?
I am.
All right. You're live on the air with us right now. Who's calling?
This is Sandy Miller from McGregor. Good morning.
Good morning, Sandy. Thanks for calling in.
I wanted you to know I wasn't put off by the avocado.
Okay, good. Did you happen to have an avocado today?
No, I don't like avocado.
But you weren't put off. I appreciate that. That's good. It's time. Okay, so we'll do the regular. It's time for What's for Breakfast. On the Friday morning show, we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. It's Sandy from McGregor. Sandy, what'd you have for breakfast?
Well, I haven't had it yet, but I'm going to have some oatmeal bread toast with natural peanut butter on it.
You got to, it's the kind of thing you got to mix up, right?
Yep, you have to stir this.
Butter prior to the peanut butter?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And absolutely. My grandsons think it's gross, but grandma has to have it.
Yeah. So tell us about this oatmeal bread.
I really like it. It's a nice heavy bread, and it's good for you.
Is it store-bought, or do you make it?
No, I made it the other day.
Whoa.
Well. And are you, I don't remember, you're toasting it, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's your perfect piece of toast like?
Huh?
What's your perfect toast like?
Practically burnt.
Oh.
See, I'm a burnt toast person. I don't like raw toast, but.
Raw toast.
that's just me.
Raw toast.
Oh, raw
I've never heard someone say that before.
Do you, do you have coffee with it?
Yes.
Do you dunk?
Huh?
Do you dunk your
toast? Do I dunk?
Yeah.
Not with peanut butter on it.
Yeah. What are you thinking, John? See, he doesn't drink coffee.
I see.
My mom always dunked, and she had dark.
With peanut butter?
No, I don't remember with peanut butter, but she always dunked.
I might dunk a cookie. I don't think I dunk donuts. I don't eat donuts very often. Do you dunk anything in your coffee?
No.
Yeah.
I don't. The only time I dunk is if I'm having tea and toast because I've been sick.
Right. Sure. Dunking. I like that. So it's Friday. What do you got ahead of you for today and the weekend?
Well, today I'm going to mow lawn a little bit, and being that it's been so dry, it's another day of watering the garden. And so that'll be later this afternoon, but when it's, I suppose, late afternoon. But
okay. So I've never asked this question. I get to ask people a lot of questions. What's your mower like?
Yeah, riding mower.
Oh no, it's older. It's like 10 years old. It's a self-propelled. I'm getting my exercise.
Those are so nice. Those self-propelleds.
Oh, I tell you, I don't know if I could push a mower anymore. And I'm not a weakling, but it's like don't wanna. But yet, I'm glad I get my exercise, and the way, if it doesn't rain pretty soon, I probably won't be getting much exercise because the lawn won't grow very fast. But
what do you have in your garden?
We have a lot of everything. The last couple of years, I have been gardening with my oldest son, and we have 12 4x8 raised garden beds and like 4x4 raised garden beds, and we've got practically everything but corn. Broccoli, cauliflower, potatoes, carrots, lettuce, radishes, tomatoes, peppers, peas, beans, cucumbers, onions, lots of stuff.
Wow. Do you live in the country?
Yes.
How do you keep the deer out?
We pray a lot. I go out and I threaten. I yell out into the air, if you eat the garden, you'll become venison. I don't know if that does any good, but.
Yeah. So who weeds in your family?
We both do.
Okay.
And when my grandsons are home, they weed too. They like to help. They help plant it, so.
So you're talking a lot of canning then, huh, in the fall?
Yeah. Well, we froze last year. We froze practically everything except peppers. I canned a bunch of, made pickled peppers, and I made some salsa this winter because I just froze the tomatoes. And so, yeah, there's going to be some pickle making this year. We planted enough cucumbers, I think, so I'll have to make pickles.
Do you have any pets?
I've got two cats in my house.
Well, you sound like that's not a pet. It's, those are pets.
Yeah.
these are both cats are like almost 16 years old, so they're practically family members. They're not pets anymore.
What are their names?
Lucky and Kinky. Kinky had a kink in her tail when she was little. We rescued both of them. They were skin and bones when we brought them in the house.
Oh.
So one was Lucky because she wouldn't have made it through the night if we hadn't picked her up, and so.
That's great. So why are you a member of Northern Community Radio?
Oh, I tell you. You know, I enjoy the music so much. Just everybody there is, it's like you're sitting with your next-door neighbors and your friends. You know, I love Phenology. John Latimer makes me smile when he's on, and so I'm paying more, well, I've always paid attention to nature, but in a different way now. And just everything. Even though I'm not a big sports fan, I love your sports stuff. I was just chuckling yesterday, you guys. I just enjoy it. You know, and it's so much better than whatever is going on in the world now.
Yeah.
You know, you give me the news that I need to know and the good news that we need to know, the good things.
Yeah.
And that's important to everybody. Yeah, I know. I keep up with the news because I get it from you guys. And other than that, you know, listening to the music the other day and listening to, what was it, the Magic Ono Band singing Give Peace a Chance.
Mm.
It was like, wow. First of all, it's a blast, you know, to my teenager years. And it just hit the mark with me. It was just what I needed to hear.
So for being a member and for being on What's for Breakfast, Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You want country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes?
I think I will have wild rice pancakes, please.
Sandy, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear from you.
Well,
today.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do. I appreciate it more than I can say.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be.